Machine learning is an integral part of Pittsburgh's tech economy. Carnegie Mellon University is one of the nation's foremost research centers in the topic, and that's enticed tech giants like Google and Uber to set up shop here too. But what is machine learning?
I've heard of it, but I don't really know what it is.
It's when you train a computer, for example, or a program to optimize something or to automatize something.
It's like applied statistics used for understanding basically how patterns can get recognized.
That was Karen Abruzzo of Oakland, Adeline Mercier of Squirrel Hill, and Alex Hsu of Oakland. For our occasional series, A Moment of Science, CMU professor Tom Mitchell breaks down what machine learning is and why it's important.
Machine learning is part of computer science, and it's the part of computer science that has to do with the question, how do you make computers improve automatically with experience? Humans are the best learners we know, much better than machines are these days, but the idea is similar. For example, if you learn to play chess, you start out knowing the rules, but you don't know the strategy. And you make mistakes and you learn from those and you become better. One of the reasons that machine learning is so popular these days is that there are some things that it's really hard to write a computer program for by hand, but you can actually do it instead with machine learning quite easily. Face recognition is one of those. So for example, we all know how to recognize our mother in a photograph, but nobody in history has ever succeeded in writing down the detailed algorithm for recognizing their mother. But today, it's very easy to train a computer program to recognize your mother by showing it photographs and you say, this photograph, here's my mother. This photograph, my mother is not in this one. If you can give enough of those training examples, then what machine learning algorithms do is they look at the details and they find what's common to the positive examples that distinguish it from the negative, and you can train a program very accurately to recognize your mother. I think we're going to see more and more applications of machine learning to more and more parts of our life. Right now, machine learning is mostly statistical in nature. You have to look at thousands or millions of examples to learn those regularities that let the machine learn. But if you think about how humans learn, we learn in so many different ways that machines don't yet. For example, we learn by having conversations. And now that we have systems like Siri and Alexa and Google Home, which we can have a conversation with, I think you'll be able to teach those systems. I think in the future, you will be able to use your Alexa or your Google Home by saying to it, that sound you just heard was my dog barking. And whenever my dog barks and you don't hear me respond, because I'm not home, then I want you to say in my voice, it's okay, Fido, calm down. But I think in the coming decade, we'll be able to teach them the same way you would teach me to do something if I was your assistant.
That was produced by WESA tech reporter Kathleen Davis. Find more stories from our Moment of Science series at our website, wesa.fm.